Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Shanta. How may I help you today?
Yes, this is Exibel Shop, and I have a charge on my bank account that I did not make, and it's from your number. And
okay.
I want to know what it is and why it's on my bank account.
Yes, ma'am. May I start off by getting that zip code attached to the card that is being charged?
85024.
And I'm sorry, and your name again?
Exa, that's E-X-A, Beauchamp, B-E-A-U-C-H-A-M-P.
Thank you, Ms. Beauchamp. And I am, I do have a connection with that name and zip code in the system. If you can please verify your address for security purposes.
19814 North 21st Street, Phoenix, Arizona, 85024.
Thank you. Yes, ma'am. Okay. All right, so it looks like on the 29th of January, there was a survey that was done at the end prompting you to select a free gift. Looks like you selected our pulse oximeter, paying $7.95 shipping and handling.
Right.
It did mention with that selection of that item and receiving that item, if you did not request to be enrolled in our Factory Direct Savings Club, being charged $54.97 monthly, and receiving a $125 gift card credit, we did request you to give us a call back within 48 hours.
I don't have any idea what you're talking about.
It was the information that was on our website when you acknowledged that you were 18 years of age and older, and you have fully read and understood our terms and conditions when accepting that pulse oximeter.
I don't know what to say. I don't know that all I read was that I could order that for answering the survey, and I could choose a free gift, which I did, and I would be charged $7.95 for shipping. That's what I heard.
Yes, ma'am. But it did go on to state, and I can say I have no reason there, Ms. Exa, to provide you any false information, especially during these times. But it did go on to state that if you did not cancel within 48 hours, it will be enrolling into our Factory Direct Savings Club. But I'd be more than happy to get this count canceled out. Is that what you're requesting? And
yes,
I can
I certainly am.
Yes, ma'am, and provide you with a cancellation number. Do you have a pen and paper available?
Yes, I do.
All right, so this will cancel all reoccurring charges. That cancellation number is C as in cancel.
C as in cancel?
Yes, ma'am. 258. Yes, ma'am, the letter C.
258.
Uh-huh. 890.
890.
845.
845. All right, that's the cancellation number?
Yes, ma'am, that is the cancellation number.
And when will you be doing this?
Oh, the account is canceled as of today, February. The account has been canceled as of today, February the 8th.
And the charge will be taken off on my bank account?
Now, unfortunately, I'm not able to issue a full refund in regards to what was charged due to there was a gift card credit of $125 sent out to your email address of EX.
Please. $125? What? I don't understand what you're saying.
That's when I'm been explaining there. I do apologize. When you accepted that oximeter, paying shipping and handling, it enrolled you into our Factory Direct Savings Club, giving you access to a $125 gift card credit that you can use to make multiple purchases of different gadgets and trinkets that we do have on our consumer web store.
Let me talk to somebody. I want this canceled. I did not know I was doing this. I'm 87 years old. I had no idea I was doing this. And I want it off of my card, period. I cannot afford it.
Yes, ma'am. I have canceled the account, but as a courtesy, I can issue a 35% courtesy refund.
Then you put me with somebody that can.
Ma'am, I am more than capable of handling this call. Now, I can go as far as I'm supposed to do this. I can apply my employee and friends discount of 50% off to where I can meet you in the middle, but that is the most that I can do.
What are you talking about, meeting me in the middle?
You was actually charged the price of $54.97 for that membership, and like I said, you do have access to that gift card credit. I can issue you a 50% courtesy refund, which would be $27.49.
Do you have a supervisor?
Yes, ma'am. Hold one moment.
Boy, they're giving me. Bobby, I want you to hear this. They are screwing me over. I'm asked for a supervisor. They're saying that when I accepted that I agreed to join their, like, their club, and that for $54 they would they would give me $125 from their gadget club. And I said, I don't want to take it off. She said, I can't take it off. And I kept on. She said, I'm canceling your account, but I can't take the charge off. And I said,
You paid for it.
And I said,
you're going
to cancel my account. And I kept on talking to her and saying, you know, this and that. And
she okay,
said,
yes, ma'am.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, yes, I am getting you over to my supervisor where you can further explain that information to her in regards to what took place. I do apologize for any misunderstanding, inconvenience. I wish it was something more that I can do, but I do thank you for reaching out to us here at Customer Support. You have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.